Today's Shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we are beginning Siman Shin Chaf, which is the Dinei Shechita b'Shabbos. This is the halachas of extracting by way of squeezing on Shabbos. Now, as an introduction to the first sif, as you know, one of the Lamed Tes malachas of Shabbos is the malacha of dush. Dush, literally translated, is threshing, which means it's the extracting kernels of wheat from the chaff. And, as we had seen numerous times, a primary tolda of this malacha is mifarek, extracting any desired entity from its encasement. This malacha applies only where the entity and its encasement are different from one another. For example, squeezing a fruit, a food, in order to extract its juice, namely a drink, would fall under this malacha, as opposed to scooping a piece of watermelon from the surrounding watermelon is totally permitted. Now, the Gemara is going in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, gives us three levels of Shechita. Number one is, there is Doraisa Shechita, which is the squeezing of olives and grapes. Number two is, there is the Rabbanan squeezing Shechita, which, for example, is where you squeeze berries and pomegranates. And number three, so that second category is Asmid Rabbanan, the squeezing of berries and pomegranates, known as Tutim and Rimonim. Olives and grapes, as you know, is Zeisim V'anavim. So Zeisim V'anavim is Aser, is Malach Doraisa of Shechita, Mid Rabbanan, Tutim Rimonim, and all other fruits are going to be permitted, Mutter. Squeezing all other fruits. What's the issue exactly? We will see. What's the distinction? Now, a separate dirabanan they had was the consumption of liquid that seeped out of a fruit on Shabbos. And the details of both of these isurim, namely squeezing fruits, the malacha of Shechita, and consuming their juices, will be discussed in our sif, this first sif. So let's do it. Let's start. Zeisim va'anovim aser l'sachtan. Olives and grapes may not be squeezed. Ayin le'el, simen reishin and beis, sif hay. And he says, see earlier, in simen reishin and beis, sif hay. V'im yatsu me'atzman, but if the juices came out by themselves, then asurim. So in other words, they're not allowed to go ahead. If you go ahead and you squeeze them, that's malacha d'oraisa, yichayv skila, if it's me'mezid, and it's going to be chayv chatas if it's m'shoigig. And im yatsu me'atzman, asurim, if the juices came out by themselves, it's going to be usur to drink those juices. Afilu lo hayu omdim el l'achila. Even if the zesim and anavim were not, these particular zesim and anavim were not going to be squeezed, they were going to be eaten as olives or as grapes. And they were not projected to be squozen out the juices. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, aser l'sachtan. It's aser to be soichet zeisim v'anavim, olive and grapes. And he says, as I explained, v'asochtan chayev mishum mefarek. And one who goes ahead and squeezes them is going to be chayev for mefarek, as we said, who tolda the dush, which is a tolda of dush. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain what this little brackets of the Ramah here, when he says, Ayein le'el simen reishin beis. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, the Shomnis Bayer, back in Shin Nun Beis, there, Shomnis Bayer le'inin tinas ha'kairam v'od yom al zeisim v'anavim. The subject there was discussing placing a press, that's what they used to use to press it and squeeze out the juice from the olives and the grapes. So they would place a press on top of olives and grapes, when it was still during the day, mibaod yom al zeisim v'anavim. So it was discussing tinas akarev od yom al zeisim v'anavim, where they placed a press on top of olives and grapes when it's still during the day, meaning before Shabbos, and that was where that was what was discussed back there in Reish Nun Beit. Ayin sham mashe kasavnu the Mishnah Berurah sif katan mem beis, and check out what we wrote there in sif katan mem beis. Now back there, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Beis, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch permitted placing a press, this korah, on top of anavim, or zeisim, on Friday, even though it will continue squeezing the juice out of the fruit on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer there emphasizes that the press may be placed on top of the fruit even immediately before Shabbos, since nothing is done on Shabbos itself. He adds, however, that the juices that seep from these fruits on Shabbos may be consumed only if the press was placed on top of the fruits well before Shabbos. And the reason for this is going to be explained in Sif Beis, which specifically addresses the status of juices that flows from Zeisim and Anavim that were crushed before Shabbos. We continue on now. Sif katan gimel, asurim. So if the juices come out by themselves, meaning if the grape juice or the oil from the olives come out by themselves, they're aser, gzera, shema, yavo, l'safto, l'chachila. So these juices are aser to be consumed on Shabbos as a gzera due to concern that one might come to squeeze the fruit in the first place on Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said, afilu lo hayu omdim el achila. Even if these zesim and anavim were not there projected to ultimately be squeezed for their juices, but they were going to be eaten whole, even so, the juices are going to be aser. Dahainu shekibtza l'achila. Mishnah Berurah says, even if they were gathered initially, these grapes and olives for eating. V'hatam. Now, what's the reason? The kevan deruban l'schita kaima nichalei bahamashka shezavu. Says, the reason the juice here is going to be aser, even in this case, is that because the majority of olives and grapes is meant to be squeezed, so then nichalei bahamashka shezavu. So then one is presumably pleased about the juice having seeped from them. Shema yimalech aleihen l'schita. And he might therefore decide to go ahead and squeeze them. So what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining is that the chiddush here of the Shulchan Aruch, afilu lo hayu omdim el l'achila, is that you might have thought that since it's omdim l'achila, there's no chashash, you're going to come and be sochek them, you're going to come and squeeze them. Kamash malan, that even so, once you go ahead and have these juices out there, a person is happy that he might actually change his mind and decide to squeeze them. We move on now to the next part of the Shulchan Aruch. The susim verimonim aser l'sachta. Susim and rimonim, it's aser to go ahead and do schita. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah here. He points out the aser l'sachta by susim rimonim, exactly as we said in the introduction, that the iser is midrabanan. Unlike the aser l'sachta by zeisim v'anavim, which is malacha d'oraisa, this is going to be the Rabbanan, as we said. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Avshestamayu omdin l'achila. Even though, mistama, they are omdin l'achila. Meaning, even though generally they're intended for eating. Nevertheless, hoil, umixes bnei adam sochtenasam kizesim v'anavim. Since some people do squeeze them like olives and grapes. Asur Rabbanan atu zesim avanim. The rabbis acid squeezing them due to concern that one might squeeze olives and grapes. That is, one might get confused and think that just as it is permitted to squeeze berries and pomegranates, so too it is permitted to squeeze olives and grapes. Now, what is this fundamental split? Why midoraisa is it any different to squeeze a berry and a pomegranate than squeezing zeisim v'anavim? Why should it be any different? So the difference is because zeisim v'anavim, they are primarily, okay, gathered for their juices. And if that's the case, if they gather for the juices, then the actual grape or olive is an encasement of the liquid. That's how it's viewed in the Torah. Masha ein kein, when it comes to berries and pomegranates, they're not viewed as encasements of the liquid within, but rather it's viewed as one whole fruit. And therefore, that which is coming out of it, when it squoze it, is really viewed as ochel from ochel, food from food. No different than scooping out a piece of watermelon from the watermelon, because even though it's being squozed, it's just detaching berry from berry, pomegranate from pomegranate, minat Torah. But midrabanan, it looks obviously like you're extracting juice from, because that's what it is, the metzias. So therefore, you're going to go ahead and make the mistake and say, oh, I can squeeze berries and I can squeeze pomegranates, so I can squeeze also zeisim v'anavim. So therefore, asru rabanan atu zeisim v'anavim. Shulchan Aruch continues, when it comes to tutim rimonim, im yatsu me'atzman, if the juices came out by themselves, im omdin la'achila mutter, if the particular tutim and rimonim were gathered to be eaten, then it's going to be mutter to go ahead and drink the juices on Shabbos. Im omdin la'mashkim aser, but if they're gathered and they're projected for their juices, then it's going to be aser to drink those juices. What's the yisai? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan vav, la'achila, im omdim la'achila, it's mutter, delo nichalei b'mashezavu. Because this is because no one has interest in its seepage, that which seeps out of it, the liquid. The leka l'migzer shema yischa, and therefore there's no reason to impose a gzeira that's going to forbid the juice due to concern that one might come and squeeze the fruits. V'mlo niskavein be'es kibutzo, lo la'achila, v'lo l'mashka, rak stama. Now, if one had no specific intention when they were gathered neither to eat nor to juice them, but rather he was neutral in his intent, right? Meaning he was neutral in his intent. So then the liquid that seeped from them is aser. Rakstama aser. Again, if he was neutral in his intent, the liquid that seeped from them is going to be aser. Why? Deke'oindin lemashke dummy kol zman shelo kibitz lachil. The basic yisod is that berries and pomegranates are viewed as though they are meant for juicing as so long as one did not specifically gather them to be eaten. Meaning, as long as he has not actually designated these fruits to be eaten, he might decide to juice them. Therefore, when he now sees that their juice has seeped out, it is likely that he will indeed decide to juice them on Shabbos. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Ushar kol peiros mutar lesachtan, and all other peiros, it is totally permissible to squeeze them, and obviously it's mutar to drink their juices. Mutar lesachtan, mishum de'omdin la'achila, ve'leka de'bahi luhu le'mashkin. This is because they're meant to be eaten, and no one wants them for their juice. Ein shem mashka. This is what we explained earlier. There's no status of liquid ala yotze mehen. There's no status of liquid at all on that which comes out of it. V'havi kemafrid ochel me'ochel. And therefore, it's totally viewed as being mafrid ochel from ochel, separating food from food. V'aftu choshav aleihem b'schitaso l'mashka. And even though he personally had in his mind to squeeze it for a juice, but la daita etzel kol adam, his attitude is viewed as insignificant by universal consensus. This is the principle of but la daita etzel kol adam, that the liquid inside these fruits is the universal consensus, that the liquid inside these fruits is not juice. The idea, once again, is the juice here, it might look like juice, it might smell like juice, it might taste like juice, but it's not considered a different entity from the fruit that encases it, but part of the fruit itself. Therefore, squeezing the juice from the fruit is not categorized as mefarek at all. Now, here comes the Ramah, and he adds some important points, as well as the Mishnah Brura on the Ramah. Comes the Ramah. Haga, v'makom shenagu l'schot eze peros l'shtos meimav machmas sama o tanug, dino ketutim v'rimonim. Ramah says that in a place where the minhag is to squeeze a certain fruit in order to drink its juice, whether it's for thirst or for pleasure, it has the same din, the same halacha, as tutim v'rimonim. Aval, im nagu l'sachto l'refua levado, if however the minhag is to press them only l'refua levado for medicinal purposes, ein lachosh, there's no issue at all in pressing them on Shabbos. Let's now look at the Mishnah Brura, uve makom shenagu. So comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, Mashma de ba'oso makom aser. This implies that only in that place is it aser. But in other places, ushar makomos shari, in other places, it is going to be mutter, meaning the liquid in that fruit is going to be labeled a juice only in that place alone, but not anywhere else in the world. Ach im derech laholich hamashka shel haperos mi makom umakom. However, if it is common to export the juice of these fruits from place to place, then one will not be allowed to squeeze them anywhere in the world, because the liquid in that fruit is then going to be viewed as a juice in all places to which it is exported. And therefore, it's going to attain an objective status of juice, and juicing the fruit is therefore going to be aser anywhere in the world. All this is according to the Ramah. However, he says, Aval, Magen Avraham Herech Be'inyan Zeh. The Magen Avraham discusses this topic at length, and he concludes, Umaskanaso Dimnodolanu Shebe'eza Makom Nagu L'Sachto L'Mashke. He says, his conclusion is, that if we become aware of a place where the minhag is to press this fruit for its juice, v'afilu hanoagim b'zeh hu rak mixas b'nei adam machmas sheyesh lehem peros harbe v'lo ir shlema, even if those who do so are only a small group of people, because only they have this abundance of this fruit, and it's not a whole city, aser machmazel l'schok b'chol makom. That makes it aser to press this fruit anywhere in the world. B'chein kasu kam achronim, and there are other achronim, a number of other achronim, besides the Ragan Avram that write this as well. Od kasu Ragan Avram, the Ragan Avram writes further, the dafka be'inyin shim hayalachol olam peros harbeh, he writes that these fruits, such fruits, cannot be juiced only in a situation where if everyone in the world had an abundance of such fruits, they too would squeeze them, right? But this is very logical. Otherwise, however, we'd say that the attitude of those who do squeeze them is viewed as insignificant by, as we said, universal consensus that the liquid in these fruits is not juice, and therefore it is going to be permitted to squeeze them. He said, check out the Beralacha, what was written regarding this issue. Basically, the Beralacha essentially disagrees with Magen Avram on this issue, and passing that one should surely not squeeze such fruits in those places where they are, where there's a minag to juice them. They're customarily juiced. You shouldn't do it. Vahani agasim shekoyrin bernis bilshoyin ashkenaz aser lesaychta. He says now, pears, which are called bernis in German, cannot be pressed, cannot be squozen anywhere. Mipnei shemedinos ashkenaz nagu lesaychta lemashka. This is because in the places, the provinces, the medinos of Germany, it's customary to press them for their juice. Ve'efshar shem haya l'chol olam harbei, hayu gam kein sochtim. And it's possible that if everyone else in the world had an abundance of pears, they too would squeeze them. Aval ha'peros she'ein ha'derech klal l'sochton b'shum makom. However, fruits that are not normally pressed anywhere in the world can be pressed even for mutal l'sochton afilu l'mashka, k'rim l'hel. They can be pressed even for a mashka, even for a drink, as we have previously mentioned. So in light of these principles that the Mishnah Berurah has set forth, there is basically no fruit that one is allowed to juice on Shabbos. This is surely correct according to the Magen Avraham here, since fruits that are found in abundance in some part of the world are going to be juiced in those places and can therefore not be juiced anywhere in the world. So therefore, basically, all fruits are comparable to pears in this regard. Moreover, the juice from those places is typically exported all over the world. Therefore, squeezing them would be aser even according to the Ramah, as the Mishnah Berurah mentioned at the beginning of this Sif Katan. Ayin Sham Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Hey 5, Note 4, and the Orcha Shabbos Dalad Yud Aleph. The Das HaBach, he says here, the Bach maintains, She aser l'schot shum pri, that is aser to squeeze any fruit, Ella im kavanasai rak lemate kapri, unless one's intention is purely to enhance the taste of the fruit itself. Aval amem of asur, but for its juice, it's asur. The kasav shekeda minag. And he writes that this is the minag ayin berhalacha shebiyarnu. Check out the berhalacha. It spells out to bedina ain lahachmer b'zeh bedina. You don't have to be machmer im lo b'makom shenagu lahachmer ain lahakil. Except obviously, if it's a place where people are machmer, then one should not be makil. Now this Bach is basically following a Das Yochid that maintains that the Gemara itself means to forbid squeezing all fruits for the sake of making juice, and the distinction between berries and pomegranates and other fruits is only in reference to squeezing them for the sake of enhancing their taste. Anyway, Vafilu b'makom, continuing on, Vafilu b'makom shenagu lahachmir b'shar peiros haynu dafka kishesochato l'shei mashke. Agaval kishesochato b'kara l'tabel b'hamachel shari. The lo mikri mashke b'zeh uv'zeisim v'anovim aser af b'ofen zeh. He says, even in a place where the minag is to be machmir with all fruits, that's only when one squeezes it as a drink. But squeezing it into a bowl in order to dip food into it is mutter, since that does not give the juice the status of a liquid, meaning only liquid that is extracted to be drunk is considered a separate entity from the fruit itself, which is a food, and extracting it is therefore a violation, a tolda of dush, i.e. mefarik. Extracting a liquid that will be used as a dip for food, however, that's considered a food, and extracting it is not going to be part of this malacha. He concludes the Mishnah Berurah that uvezesim vanavim aseraf b'ofen zeh. He says, but olives and grapes cannot be squeezed even in that circumstance, meaning uvezesim vanavim, even if it's not extracted to be drunk, it would be aser. Once again, this was all now just a das yochid of the Bach, where he goes back and forth whether there are those that are machmir like the Bach. But at the end of the day, as the Mishnah Berurah laid out principles earlier based on the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, it comes out once again anyway. Even if you don't go with the Bach, that there's virtually no fruit that one is allowed to juice on Shabbos, Bizman Hazeh, and this is for sure according to the Magen Avraham, because fruits that are found in abundance in some part of the world are juiced in those places and can therefore not be juiced anywhere in the world, and therefore all the fruits are compared to the pears that he was discussing, plus the fact that all these juices from those places is exported all over the world, and therefore even according to the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah mentioned, okay, it should be aser. We continue on. Tes dino ketutim v'rimonim, v'tapuchim k'ayom gam kein dino ketutim v'rimonim, yesh menekoymai shenagu l'schoit mehem harbe. Ach im atabuach mevushal v'sochet sheyetze mimenu shri, daha sochet kol ha'ochel mimenu. So he says, nowadays apples have the same din as berries and pomegranates, since there are places where they customarily squeeze large quantities of them to drink. However, if the apple is cooked and one squeezes it to extract the juice from it, it's going to be mutter, because in doing so, one extracts not only its juice, but all of the food from within it. Again, what he's basically saying is that apples are comparable to pears, which we just discussed in Sifkat and Ches, which basically also we said lemaisa, all fruits and fruit juices would be the equivalent. We continue on. Just one other point that Mr. Berurah points out, that when it comes to a cooked apple, the thick, soft matter that comes out of the cooked apple by way of squeezing is for sure considered a food, so there's no issue of mefarik, even though some liquids come out with it. Continuing on in the Ramah. Aval mutter limtzaitz bepiv min ha'anovim ha'mashke shebehen, v'kol shekein b'shar dvarim, v'yesh oisrin limtzaitz bapeh me'anovim v'chayotze behem. He ends up by saying that all of this, v'chol zeh dafka lischot aser, aval mutter limtzaitz, etc. Meaning, all of this is basically telling us that it's aser to press them. However, one can go ahead and suck the juice out of grapes with his mouth, and this is certainly the case for other items. We'll see what this is referring to in the Mishnah Berurah. However, some aser, sucking grapes, and things similar to it with one's mouth. Let's now see. Sif katan yud, mutter limtzos, mitam de'ein derech schita bepiv. This is because the typical manner of squeezing is not with one's mouth. And Chazal posed, right, chol davar she'ein darko b'kach lo gazru bo. Chazal did not impose any gzeira against anything done in such a non-normative way. The af agav de aser linoik meha behema filu bepiv. Even though we're going to see that one is not allowed to extract the milk of an animal even with his mouth, as we're going to see coming up. Because there, the reason why it's aser is because sucking from an animal is not a total shinui from the norm. Because it's typical of all mammals to go ahead and suckle their mothers, right? The derech kol balei chayim linok. Aval hacha de'ein derech schita klal ba'ofen zeh lo gazer. Here, though, where it is completely abnormal to squeeze in this way, okay, there was no gezeira, there's no dirabanan. Now, it's interesting. Normally, performing a malacha in a shinui dika fashion is aser only midirabanan. However, in some cases, the shinui is so extreme that the act is totally mutter. This obviously views, the Ramah here obviously views squeezing grapes by way of sucking them with the mouth as one such case. V'chol shekein b'shar dvarim, and it is certainly the case for other items. K'gon shenasam basar b'marak opas b'yayin u'motzeis osam. T'v'lav hachi eim b'shita sam mishum chiyuv chatas. T'heim k'mo k'vashu b'shlakos l'kamen b'siv zayin. He says that a person who puts meat into broth or bread into wine and sucks them, that for sure is going to be okay, because there's no doraisa, there's no chiyu doraisa or chatas for squeezing them, because they're going to be like we see coming up, like pickled and boiled vegetables, which is allowed to be pressed midoraisa, as we're going to see coming up in Sif Zayin. Similarly, he says, "V'chein mutter l'dayazul l'mtsoyz tutiv rimon v'piv o kanei tzukar." He says, similarly, it's mutter, according to this view, to suck the juice of berries and pomegranates with his mouth, kanei tzukar, or to suck the syrup from sugarcane. Sugarcane, as you know, is filled with sweet syrup It's generally extracted by cooking the cane. So sucking the syrup with one's mouth is for sure deemed a shinui and is going to be mutter. Finally, he says, some aser sucking grapes and the like with one's mouth. That was the Ramah at the end. When he says, "V'yesh osir l'mtzayis b'peh me'anavim v'yatzeh behem," haynu afilu shad dvarim amavurim l'mayla. That is even other items that were mentioned above, meaning wine, soaked bread, and broth, saturated meat, would still be usir. Why? What's the rationale? But Tom, it's not only the doraisa olives and grapes, but even as I said, wine, soaked bread, soup, like meat saturated, like soup broth. What's the time of this daya? The svirale, the logria davar zem yonik ben behema. Because this opinion holds, it's no different than sucking milk directly from an animal. The gam sham hu shinui, aval bikain, asur chachamim. Because sucking is a shinui by animals too. And you see that the chachamim still asid it, right? As opposed to the first view, which considers sucking from an animal a less severe shinui. And sucking juice from a food. And comes the Eliyahu Rabba, he says, "Ein Eliyahu Rabba shekasav, the bezeisim v'anovim shebeschitas v'bidar reisan, hanachon l'achmim l'nseis afil b'pivkis v'arachrona." He says, when it comes to olives and grapes, where the squeezing is asim in a Torah, so it's proper to be machmir and not even suck them by mouth. Going with this latter opinion, the machmir opinion quoted at the end of the Ramah, v'shvar dvarim ein l'achmir, but things that are not asim in a Torah, for schita, then you don't have to be machmir, you could squeeze it out with your mouth. He says, and not only that, it's a good svara to say that even regarding olives and grapes, you only have to be machmir with regard to extracting the juice in the manner of yanika, namely, that is, he sucks them without putting them in his mouth. However, if he places the fruit into his mouth and then sucks the juice from it and discards the seeds, everyone holds that this is a form of eating rather than suckling and is therefore going to be mutter. This is also implied by the pre-megadim.